Today's devotion is entitled Change by Dan Green, Commission Minister Emeritus. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. Ecclesiastes 3:1. Change is one of the constants of life. The seasons change from winter to spring, spring to summer, summer to fall, and fall to winter. At this writing, we are in the midst of the 17-year cicada emergence. The cicadas spend much of their lives underground as nymphs, and when the conditions are right, they emerge. For about a month, they bless us with their mating song, only for their nymphs to return underground. 17 years later, the nymphs of this brood will reemerge. Our lives are also in the state of constant change. Some of the changes that I have seen in my 66 years of life include smart televisions, I have two, driverless cars and trucks, e-learning school days, and now the advent of artificial intelligence. Some changes are very personal, the death of a loved one, health issues and physical deterioration that affect us as we age, job losses and retirement, and children moving away can leave us bewildered and disappointed. It is important to remember in the midst of these changes that nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:39. None of the changes listed are on the same level as what Pastor Christopher Candy calls one of the biggest changes ever. Quoting him, "When Eve and Adam fell for the serpent's temptation and ate the forbidden fruit, the world changed. The creation itself began to hemorrhage. As an ultimate consequence, death entered the world." From Unfailing, God's Assurance for Times of Change. God does not allow sin and death to rule. Instead, he announces the one who would crush the tempter, Genesis 3:15. God announces a bigger change. The Word became flesh and lived among us, John 1:14. Jesus took our sins upon himself to the cross, and through his death on the cross, sin and death are abolished. Life and immortality are restored, 2 Timothy 1:10. The story of this change is not over. The greatest change is yet to come. Jesus will return on the last day to change us once and for all. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. For this perishable body must put on the imperishable, and this mortal body must put on immortality. 1 Corinthians 15:52-53.